this man is introducing his girlfriend. Not sure how long they've been dating. I think some time, because I doubt this guy leads with this information. But it's a little surprising because he's introducing his girlfriends to his hobby. But I don't think he'd call it a hobby.
Okay.
I think he'd call it his friends.
Is it, he's introducing her to the real him.
Yes.
That's the feeling I got.
Mike's girlfriend Jody has just arrived for his birthday party.
Mike, it's me.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi.
She's about to meet his dolls for the first time.
What? His dolls?
His dolls. Yeah, why not? You know, I mean.
No, I stopped it right here because I didn't want the answer to this question. But I immediately thought, does she know she's meeting dolls at a birthday party? Or does she think there's going to be people there?
Oh, look at this. This is sweet.
So the table's all set.
For four.
Ready to go. A couple bottles of wine.
Well, let's open the wine.
Because I know I'm going to need it.
I can handle it. Tell me exactly what's going on. Let me be the judge.
Okay, she turned towards the kitchen from the little dining table, and then she grabbed the door frame in shock because she caught a glimpse of these dolls.
If I can deal with it or not. I gotta know. You know, I don't like being in the dark. I don't like secrets. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So they're seated on his couch.
Oh my god. Okay, they're so like they're like real doll type dolls.
And he put the little blowy party things in their mouths.
They have party hats on. I don't know why. Their legs are spread out wide. They sit like truckers.
They're a little too reclined.
Yeah,
they look like they're in a usable position.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The brr things that Maitland described, that makes it so much creepier. I don't know why, because they're creepy anyway, because their chests are too big, their legs are spread, like you said, and they're dolls.
It also can't feel very good in that they do not share body types.
Oh, you mean the girlfriend and
the dolls?
The dolls,
yeah.
No, they are not similar in any way.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Michael. Is this it? Are these the two you have?
No, there's more.
There's more?
Yeah.
How many do you have?
Eight.
Eight?
Oh, my gosh.
He's in like an apartment.
That's a lot.
Oh, no. That means if you open up a closet, they're just going to fall out.
They got a bedroom.
I bet you they do, and I bet they're hanging from the ceiling from hooks.
Yeah, they're in all the positions, ready to go.
How many?
Eight.
Eight?
Girl, run. Run away.
Oh my God.
You have eight?
Are they all like weird ladies?
Her hand's on backwards.
Oh.
It's all pretty screwed up. It's definitely twisted in the wrong way.
I bet you that's for a very specific reason.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what is he doing to these girls?
It's very messed up. Wow. Okay.
Aren't these things super expensive?
I thought they were like 10 grand a piece.
I don't think they're cheap.
Dude, sell them. You could buy a house or at least have a good down payment. Never mind.
Who's going to buy them?
That's not his priority.
You're not selling them for 10 grand.
No.
Over how many? Oh, how long? A period of time?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, you do.
You would have a general idea.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you use all eight?
Not at one time.
Not at one time, says he.
Be pretty tired, wouldn't it?
You can tell she hates it.
You can see it now.
Gross.
I need a beer. I like that he talked to me about it.
Oh, God.
Okay, so he's carrying one in now, like you would carry a woman over the threshold after your wedding in the 1950s.
Or like you would carry a sex doll to the table to meet your girlfriend.
Yeah, that's
who you probably can't have sex with.
Carrying the sex doll like he's carrying a sleeping child from the car to their bed.
Oh, God. That is even creepier that way.
Yeah. It's just a part of who he is. And I don't have a problem with this whatsoever.
Really? Okay. Well, I mean, she's trying to appear like cool and collected because there's a camera involved.
This is a Renaissance painting. I want somebody to paint like a very artsy version of this.
So we're looking at a side view, the two plastic rubber women sitting, legs still spread. That's a perma location.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Their hooters pointing directly at the table, their arms at their sides, and their heads tilted back for chugging with their party hats on still, while he and the woman sit together at the other two spots of the table with a festive banner hanging off. And
it's normally making me upset that they're using a table runner, but you would use that type of a runner on a rectangular table, not a small round table. So it's all wrong. And
that's the part that makes you uncomfortable.
this whole scene could not be more early 90s. Like the rattan furniture and the garbage on the walls and the ugly carpets.
You referring to them as hooters, too, is so apt in this scenario.
Yeah, the one on the left has like perky boobs. The one on the right has jugs.
He ordered the boobs like the first time they let you build a character on video games. And you're like, I'm going to give her giant boobs. Yeah.
Give me the gazongas.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. This is exactly how I would have built a female wrestler on a video game.
When they first made that a possibility, like, you can control the boobs.
Except she would have also been 7.5 feet tall.
Because I know when I come over, it'll be all about me.
Will it? Because it's not right now.
I'm perfectly fine with it.
No, look at that. That's like
she's not.
That's
very
a stare.
Sad.
That's a sad stare.
I'm perfectly
stare.
Okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you're right.
Pursing her lips,
Kelly. You said her body language says the and boy that one.
Yeah.
See, between the monotone and then her pursed lips and.
Well, then her hands, too. When she first saw him, she immediately, like, clenches her fist. And I don't know. His name's Rob.
Yeah, I think so.
She's like, Rob. And she clenches her fist. And then when he's talking to her, she's rubbing her hands together the whole time. Mm-hmm. There's, like, this weird nervousness of,
all sorts
like
of...
Hot Wings said, mm-hmm. I'm in front of a camera. I want to be polite. I want to be accepting. But this is where you draw the line from, okay, I can be accepting to, okay, you can do this. This is totally allowed. I don't have to date you, though.
Yeah, I think her facial expression to me screams, I wish my self-esteem was higher, but it's not. And I'm not sure I can do better than this creep, but I hate every part of this.
He's probably very sweet.
Well, he might be. I mean,
probably willing to carry her anywhere he goes. He's totally used to it.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably pretty strong in that way.
If they do have sex, she doesn't have to do any work. Mm-mm. If that's her thing, she wants to just lay
Good
there.
Point.
Kelly, you meet someone. Man or woman, but it's going to be a man in this case because women wouldn't buy those, I don't think.
Okay.
How many is an acceptable number to find out they have?
I wouldn't.
So not even one.
So none. No. None is the correct answer.
I know guys that have bought like blow up ones for bachelor parties or birthday parties that are funny.
Totally
and
different.
That way, that's so different because it's a joke. But if you have one of these and we're dating. And it's to the point where you're throwing a little party so I can meet them.
Yes.
Yeah, no. And if you have one in general, like, again, you are allowed to do that. I'm not going to date you.
Even a funny one, though, that's like a cheap blow up one. If you're post college and you still have it after a bachelor. Well, honestly, even if you're throwing a bachelor party and you're at an age and you still think that that's all right, like that's your funny. This is gonna be great. We're gonna blow up sheep, and you're 38. Like, maybe no. I'd throw a red flag on that one.
Just a flag on the play.
Tossed afterwards, like you said, like if they kept it to be like, hey, look how funny this was 10 years ago. Okay, toss it.
And I thought it was remarkable in that he definitely acknowledged, like when she said, "Do you use them all at once?" He goes, "Well, I'd be pretty tired." I mean, to me, that means
she knows
he's using them.
Oh yeah. Well, he said that. I mean, he said not all at once.
Yeah.
So he's using them. Gross.